1776. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking lots of things. We're going to be talking motorsports with Jeff Bressler. We're going to be talking about the television show Moto Man with the man himself. And also, we're going to be talking about Fiat and Lancers. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls. Here's the number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I do three different national automotive radio shows, sometimes all on the same day. Today was one of those days, so the numbers are all getting mixed up, but the correct number is 800-259-9231. The trivia question for this hour of the broadcast, are you ready? Here we go. Who made the Monza? Which domestic manufacturer made the Monza back in the 1970s? That's the question. The number, 800-259-9231. Let's go find out what's been happening in the realm of motorsports with our man himself, Mr. Jeff Bressler.
What does one of the greatest Sprint Cup drivers of all time do when he's not racing? Well, if you're Tony Stewart, you race. The two-time NASCAR Sprint Cup champion, known for racing just about anything with four wheels, finished third in the 25-lap late model feature last Wednesday at the Red River Valley Speedway in North Dakota. He won his heat earlier in the night at the Fargo Dirt Track. Stewart came to North Dakota to promote the 3/8-mile dirt track, which is being run this summer by the father of four-time World of Outlaw champion Danny Schatz. Schatz races for Stewart's dirt program. Stewart said before the event that spending 3 days in North Dakota reminded him of his early days in racing when he used to sleep in his car because he couldn't afford a hotel. Stewart said he's raced over his career in about 40 states. Stewart says he believes NASCAR should run a dirt track race. He's been lobbying for it for over 11 years. Some fans came from at least 5 hours away. Rick and Peg Nelson drove 275 miles from Minnesota to watch Stewart race and get his autograph with their $150 VIP tickets. Jason and Corey Mayer, who drove 200 miles from Bismarck, said they were longtime Stewart fans who hadn't had a chance to see him race in person. As a matter of fact, all 8,500 seats were sold for the event. That's quite an accomplishment for a short track where nationwide attendance continues to dwindle. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you so much, Jeff. As usual, a wonderful job. 800-259-9231. Back in the 1970s, a car company made the Monza. Who made the Monza? 800-259-9231. Right now, let's find out what's been going on with the man himself who has the hot new television show called Motorman TV. Let's talk to the Motorman. Hello there, Motorman. How you doing?
I am great, Bob. How are you? And once again, I have to say, you know, you guys with these trivia questions, I'd love to be able to answer them.
That's an easy one. We had a winner in the last hour. Let's hope we get a winner quickly in this hour. 800-259-9231.
Is it illegal for me to give hints?
You can give a hint. Go ahead.
Okay.
Give a hint.
Well, some of the things I'm going to tell you about is related to the manufacturer of this vehicle.
Very good. Congratulations on your continued expansion. Tell all the folks listening around North America all the different places they can now watch Moto Man.
Well, first and foremost, you can see us online at motoman.tv, motoman.tv. And then you could catch us on Apple iTunes. And then if you are on the Verizon Fios TV network, we are on demand there. We're also on the Sony Bravia Internet TV network.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, Bob, we just added the Samsung Internet TV network and the Vizio TV network. So if you buy like a Sony or a Samsung or a Vizio television or a Blu-ray DVD player, they have these Internet on-demand TV services. We are now on all of those.
Yeah, which is wonderful because I just got one of those Sony Blu-ray DVD deals with the Internet on there, so I can watch you right there on that.
Right, so, on your TV?
Yeah.
There for you. See what I'm doing for you, Bob?
I know. You made life so much easier, I'll tell you. You know, I have to save money with the upcoming things in my life, and this is perfect. Because
you got to save money because you're going to, I'm telling you, Bob, I keep on telling you, you got to get that CTSD wagon.
I would love to. And another one of my favorite CTS vehicles is the coupe. And then you recently had the opportunity to drive that one with not your, average General Motors representative like on a press drive.
No,
you didn't have an engineer in the back seat or you didn't have one of the marketing people along.
No, I would say that this is probably one of the more unusual marketing people that General Motors has had, and while we're at it, that Ford has had, that BMW has had, and General Motors Europe had. We had none other than Bob Lutz on the show recently.
Wow, that must have been fun. He's one of my automotive heroes, and certainly when you look at the history of this gentleman, I mean, he's not, you know, by today's standards, he's not old, but he's not a young man, but he certainly has been, you know, he's been everywhere.
He's been in the business 48 years, just in the automotive business. And, you know, he laughs when you talk to him about how he's 78 years old, but he's like his mentality is significantly younger. And that's like his secret as to why he's been in the business for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So an interesting thing happened. You know, when we first started doing the show, I said to myself, you know, we got to get Bob Lutz on the show, but we got to do something interesting. It can't be like at a car show, often like a conference room, and hey, tell me what you're doing and what's going on at General Motors. You know me, I got to do things a little bit on a grander scale, things that are definitely different than the norm.
Mm-hmm.
So we figured, what better place could we have a conversation with a classic guy than the GM Heritage Center itself?
Oh, and what a wonderful place that GM Heritage Center is. Tell our listeners all about it.
I got to tell you, this is like an automotive candy store. Imagine a big warehouse kind of like tucked into suburban Detroit. So you wouldn't know what it is from the outside. But once you get inside, it's this stunning facility. I would say it's probably 25, 50,000 square feet, something like that. But they have almost one of everything monumental that General Motors has made. They even have some not so monumental cars, Bob. They actually had a Chevrolet Chevette with 48 miles complete with the Jimmy Carter presidential upholstery, which was a factory option.
Oh, very good. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. Let's go to Brad, I believe it is, in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Brad, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourselves?
I'm doing not too bad. Say hello to, this is a famous gentleman we have on the air with us, Moto Man.
Hey, Brad, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. How are you, Moto Man?
I am fantastic. How are things in Iowa?
It's hot and humid today. So.
Lots of great car people.
My native New York.
Yeah.
Lots of great car people there in that state of Iowa. I'll tell you, it never ceases to amaze me, all the cool vehicles in that great state.
Yeah, there's some nice ones around, that's for sure. Shalit, maybe your trivia question. A friend of mine has a Chevrolet Monza he turned into a funny car, a dragster.
Oh, wow.
Called Monzilla. And,
Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. And we will we'll definitely put you in the running for one of these cool prizes from the Busted Melco Garage.
You know, they had a number of those Monzas at the Heritage Center, not just the factory ones, but they had a couple of concept Monzas.
Really? Wow. We'll talk about that and more. Meanwhile, Brad, congratulations. Hang on the line for Matt. He's going to get all of your info. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway. mission together.
It's one of the hottest new technologies out there in the engine department. Imagine getting 350-plus horsepower and decent fuel economy. It's called EcoBoost. Ford's Brett Hines tells us all about it.
The EcoBoost engine 3.5 liter is available today in your showroom in the Ford Taurus Show, the Ford Flex, and the Lincoln MKS. It'll also be available in the brand-new Lincoln MKT. Yeah, by 2013, 90% of all Ford's nameplates will have an EcoBoost engine available. In the case of the Taurus Show, we're producing 365 horsepower, 350 foot-pounds of torque, and at the exact same time, we're getting 25 miles per gallon on the highway and 17 miles per gallon in the city.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes. I'm DJ Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, they got a fine machine. Drive your automobile down a highway made on the road.
Welcome back, everybody. Watch out for that Cadillac. This is Auto World, and we're chatting with the Moto Man himself, and we're telling you about a recent special multiple-episode edition of Moto Man, and it revolved around the GM Heritage Center and the one and only Bob Lutz. So tell us all about it. So you went out to the Heritage Center, and what a great place that is. And you got to see some cool concept vehicles, including Monza concept vehicles. What else did you check out while you were there?
So, you know, one of the interesting things about the car hobby is you get to go to these wonderful shows, Bob. You know how you get to go to Pebble Beach, and I know you go to Greenwich Concours and all those wonderful places. And the cars just kind of sit there. They're wonderful to see, but they sit there. And when we had the concept for the show, we said, no matter what it is, we have to drive it. So that was the case at the GM Heritage Center as well. So when we first set it up, we said, okay, we got to pick something from this unique collection. And you know they got great stuff there. They've got the 61 Mako Shark. They've got the 59 Stingray. They got the 53 Buick, Chevrolet Cadillac Le Mans. They got the 51 Buick, General Motors LeSabre. But of course, if I was going to go with something with Bob, I had to go with original. So we ended up driving the first ever concept car, the 1938 Buick Y-Job.
Wow. And this car has such great history. Tell our listeners all about this Harley Earl special.
So all the cars that I mentioned, with the exception of the two Corvettes, they were all designed by Harley Earl. And there was something interesting you don't realize, Bob, until you go and you spend a lot of time crawling all over these Harley Earl designed cars. Every car he designed has an icon of St. Christopher, who is the patron saint of safe travel. Every car has it. So from that 51 General Motors LeSabre back to that 38 Y-Job, somewhere on the interior of the car it has this blue icon on it. I didn't know that about Harley Earl until I got to these cars.
Interesting. I did not know that either. And talk about futuristic. Talk about aircraft-inspired. These designs are truly way before their time.
Way beyond. So another car I got to drive, and this wasn't on the actual episode. You'll see it in a couple of the outtakes in the end of the credits. So I know, Bob, you've seen the show, and what we do is we like to put some of the outtakes of some of the funny stuff in the credits as they roll, and you'll see some of this with the Bob Lutz episodes. But I got to drive this Cadillac Cyclone. And this car, Bob, it looks just like a jet. So it effectively has two turbines, one on each side. That's what it looks like, a turbine. And the doors themselves are sculpted into this turbine. They don't open up. They pop out and slide back.
Wow.
And you know what's interesting, Bob? A little side note from General Motors right now. This week, I'm in a 2011 Infiniti QX56. And, you know, it's a big truck. It's a wonderful vehicle, but it has one of these radar cruise controls where it keeps the distance between your car.
Yes.
You know how they do that? A lot of car companies do that. It's a commonplace now, right?
Yep.
Well, this 1951 Cadillac Cyclone, that had a version of it.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
It's got a meter on the dash that shows you the distance between you and the car in front of you.
Wow. I imagine when you get the chance to drive around in these vehicles with Bob Lutz, you get an opportunity to perhaps hear some amazing stories from the man himself.
You could imagine that. And the one that I'm still floored about, Bob, is, you know how Bob has been to a couple, I'm talking about two Bobs here. It gets a little confusing. It goes back and forth.
It's Bob-a-rama.
I was too many Bobs in my life. So you know how Bob went from General Motors to BMW to Ford to Chrysler to General Motors? Well, he went from General Motors to BMW, and he gets there, and it's right about the time when it was the then-current 2002 when they were looking to create the new 3 Series. So it was really far down the road, and back then, BMW did all of their mock-ups in blocks of wood, not clay. Everyone else was doing clay for years, but BMW still got chisels out and did wood. You know, that was the very Bavarian way to do things. So Bob gets there, and he's like, this will never sell. This is not right. You guys need to change. They look at him like he had three heads and said, this will take us 5 years to redo this. And he says, well, why don't you just get some clay out? And they looked at him like, what's clay? So Bob got on the phone, called General Motors, where he used to work, and said, hey, do you have any extra clay? And the guys at General Motors sent down two truckloads of clay and some clay modelers to show BMW how to do clay models. So in a sense, It's General Motors that was what had a direct relation to the BMW 3 Series.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely. When you stop and think about, you know, the impact that that had on that brand, boy.
Oh, and Bob Lutz, he actually went into saying that back then everyone was, you know, very much, it wasn't a competition with BMW. It was, hey, here's this cool little company making these cool cars. We just kind of want to help them out.
Exactly.
Can you imagine that?
That is just,
and then,
what a story.
It's a great story. And then he tells another story, which I thought this was very funny. So now we're fast-forwarding a bit. And I think 1973, AeroVet, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Lutz is at the Paris Auto Show, and there he is on a stand. And none other than Charles de Gaulle, the president of France at the time, rolled up, starts talking to Bob, and he's looking at the vet, and then Bob looks at Charles, and Charles looks at him, and he says, you know, it's pretty nice. And then Charles looks at Bob again, and he goes, and the car's not bad as well, meaning the stand model right next to it.
Wow. Pretty good. I don't know if Bob is done with the automotive industry. I know you and I have had this conversation before. Lots of people think he's hung it up, but I think he's got too much energy. He's too much of a car guy.
Oh, if I were a betting man, this man will definitely show up somewhere else. Whether it's at a car company or doing something different, that's what I don't know. But I don't – he's the kind of guy that just can't sit and do nothing. Like,
mm-hmm.
Every week he lives – you know, just kind of west of Ann Arbor, and yet he takes that military jet of his, and he flies it every single week. He organizes motorcycle rides with all of his local buddies, and he's riding those things every week. He's got multiple classic car he drives. He flies helicopters. He's very involved. I just don't see a guy like this sitting still. I really don't.
Yeah, no, it probably doesn't, you know, suit his personality, and he certainly is so much more youthful than his years. And
you know what's something interesting, Bob, which I didn't realize until I actually spent time with the man. You know, here he is, and he loves to, you know, you get him talking, and I know you've spoken to him.
Mm-hmm.
The man just talks. He loves to talk. He loves to tell stories, as all of us car guys do. But you can tell his passion for cars is really something that comes from when he sees something that he created in life.
Very true.
An actual in 3D.
More with the Moto Man straight ahead. This is Auto World.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Thanks for being here. We're live across North America. The telephone number 800-259-9231. If someone has a question for Moto Man, we would love to hear from you. We've got a gentleman standing by who's going to be telling us all about the Fiat Freakout and also about the Fiat Lancia Club Unlimited. But we'll finish up here a little bit more with Moto Man. So the Bob Lutz episodes, it wasn't just one particular episode. It was a series of episodes you made this into.
Episodes that we have put together. There are going to be four in total episodes. There's one that's up there that's live now. And you're going to see the other three that are going to be broadcast over the summer. So we're going to put that in the schedule of our regular episodes as well. So you're going to see some other ones coming up. And actually, you know, going back to what you said about Bob and how he's a unique car guy and we don't think he's going to go away, I think the best example of that, Bob, and this is what I was trying to get to before the break, was, you know, we were done driving the Y job and we decided to pair it. We have an old car and we'd have a new car, a car that has yet to come out, and that's the 2011 Cadillac CTS-V Coupe.
Mm.
And we had them side by side. We had just gotten done driving history with Harley Earl's Y job. He and I get out of the Y job. The CTSV is just sitting there right behind us, this coupe. Now, mind you, Bob has had a big hand in developing this car.
Yep.
He has seen this thing go from concept to the reality it's sitting there. Yet he was so moved, Bob, that he pulled out his BlackBerry and he says, isn't that a beautiful car? And he actually took a picture of it with his own BlackBerry.
Wow, that is cool. It really is. It just shows you. I mean, he's in it for hard. He's in it for the cars.
Yeah. And then, of course, at the end of the interview, he skunked us and he took the CTS-V home so I couldn't drive it anymore.
Well, you know, you can do those things when you're Bob Lutz.
In the business, I think I wouldn't fuss him with that. And I ended up driving the Y jobs more.
That's great. So what's the next big event that you'll be heading to? Is it Meadowbrook or Pebble?
I got to tell you, we got a hell of a calendar, Bob, coming up. We're leaving on Wednesday, and we're going over to Goodwood Festival of Speed.
You are? Wow, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Going to Goodwood Festival of Speed, and then we're going to be celebrating, get this, Land Rover's 40th anniversary and Jaguar's 75th anniversary. So each one of those things will be an episode. And then we're going to be visiting, as you can imagine, while we're there, we might as well take advantage of our time. So I figure you and I will have to get together again on the phone and talk more about some of the factories and tracks we'll be going to in England and the time we're there. And then we're going to come back. We're going to go to Meadowbrook. And then, of course, we'll be up in the peninsula to go to Pebble Beach.
Wonderful. Well, have fun over there. Love all things Jaguar, and gonna hear the inside scoop on the Land Rover and Jag anniversaries, as
absolutely,
well as the factory tours and everything.
Your good friend Ian Callum, I'll say hello to him for you.
Absolutely. What a good guy.
We've got some other secret episodes coming up, Bob. I'll just leave it at that.
Very good. Well, keep up the good work, and Motoman, once again, remind all of our listeners where they can catch you.
You can catch us at motoman.tv, MOTOMAN.TV, on YouTube, of course, Apple iTunes, and Verizon Fios On Demand Television, amongst other places.
Wonderful. Well, safe travels, and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
So I'll see you at Meadowbrook or Pebble, one of those two.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend.
Looking forward to it, Bob.
All right, take care. 800-259-9231. Now we move from the Moto Man to a very interesting gentleman. Let's go right to the guest lines and talk to John Montgomery, who is the man behind the Fiat Lancia Club Unlimited. Hey there, John. How you doing?
Hello, Bob. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Sir. Thank you for having me.
I love your email address there. It very much pays tribute to Italian design.
Oh, yes, it does. Bert One Man, and for the laity out there, it's BertOneMan@AOL.com.
Oh, very good. So tell us a little bit about the club. How long has it been around?
Well, the Fiat Lancia Unlimited Club started in 1983 with two guys from Pennsylvania, a fellow named Bob Rayner and Dwight Barnes, who got together and wanted to do events and enjoy the cars and sort of extend the enthusiasm that individuals have for Fiat and Lancia automobiles. So they started getting together, and their first meeting they had at Pocono Raceway, and they called it the Fiat Freakout. And back in those days, of course, the moniker Freakout was probably used quite a bit, and so the name just stuck. And so over the years, we have gotten together every summer. We now have 600 family memberships that are active. We probably have about, maybe 2,000 or so on our database that do occasionally, join up with us. But our club is open to all Italian cars, but primarily Fiat, Lancia, Alfa Romeo, all the et cetera cars like the Lombardi or the Otas or Abarth. And 500, 600 cars, the derivatives of those cars. And so we get together. We also have chapters. We have about 28 separate chapters throughout the United States and Canada. And we have a good bit of activity going on throughout the year. But our big event is coming up in July 8th through 11th in Asheville, North Carolina, at the Fiat Freakout for 2010.
Wonderful, and you've been doing this again for 27 years, so that's fantastic.
Right. 27 years, and it's kind of ironic that, Fiat and Lancia decided to leave North America at that time, mm-hmm. the exact time that the club was starting up, and so now, of course, with the new Chrysler and Fiat venture, that they'll be coming back into the States here. My understanding is that production is going to start on the new 500 in North America in mid-December, and so we should see some cars in 2011. So we're very excited about that.
Absolutely, and definitely some good plans ahead for the return of both Fiat and Alfa Romeo as well to the United States. And Lancia is a very interesting brand. We haven't seen it here since the 1970s. I remember the Lancia Beta Scorpion was one of the last cars. What's the present state of the Lancia brand?
Well, the Lancia brand is strategically upmarket from the Fiat brand. You know, you can go online and look at all the Fiat Group automobiles, but many people don't know that Fiat is a huge company that owns Ferrari, of course. They own Maserati, they own Lancia, they own Alfa Romeo, they own New Holland tractors. They've got you know, a number of holdings in the United States and around the world. It's just that, you know, the Fiat brand has not been sold here in America, and of course Lancia has not. But Lancia has basically, you know, gone up a little bit in the technology maybe and the luxury appointments that you may see. Let's say, you know, going from maybe GM, you've got, you know, the Chevrolet brand going up to Pontiac or Cadillac or whatever, and basically it is an upmarket version. But the model lineup is not quite as big as Fiat. Fiat does cover a very wide spectrum of the market.
John, let's talk a little bit more about what goes on at the Fiat freakout. So this gathers, of course, the Fiat and the Lancia owners, but what about other Italian car companies? Are they invited as well?
Yes, we welcome all Italian makes, and we do have, interesting thing is that, of course, a lot of the guys start out with Fiats back in their early years, and some have done pretty well, and they now have moved up some of them have Ferraris or Alfa Romeos, or they've got other crossover vehicles that that they've got, and so, you know, but we welcome them all. In fact, we love to have the wide spectrum of cars. We don't care if it's you know, a challenged car that's being restored. In fact, we do have an award for the most challenged car, and so we have a lot of fun with it. But we try to encourage the restoration of the vehicles.
Sure, hold that thought, John. We're coming back with lots more right here on Auto World.
He styled the beautiful BMW Z8 Roadster and several Aston Martins. And now he's got his own company, and he's building beautiful electric plug-in vehicles. Here's Hendrik Fisker, CEO of Fisker Automotive.
I think it's very exciting times for us, since this will be the world's first plug-in hybrid. And the fact that we drove it in Laguna Seca at the raceway, I think, was really to show everybody that this is for real. When I look at what are we supposed to drive in the future, you know, I was getting concerned a couple of years ago when I only saw very tiny, kind of dorky-looking vehicles always presented as being electric cars and futuristic cars. So my thought was, why can't we make a beautiful, exciting-looking car that looks even better than today's four-door sedans?
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live. We're talking with John Montgomery all about the Fiat Lancia Unlimited. It's a club that John is the president of and has been for quite some time. And I understand that you have a club publication that is widely respected. Tell us all about this publication.
Yes, Bob. Well, anything about our club you can find out at www.flu.org. I guess it's just like being sick, but it's a it's the Atlantia Unlimited, of course, and flu.org. We've been online for probably 15, 18 years, something like that. We have our registration for this event is online, and membership is online. But we also have a sample issue of the Recombi magazine. It's run by my dear friend Brett Melisson out of Knoxville, Tennessee. He just does a wonderful job. Everything we do as a club is volunteer. No one gets a paycheck, so we all do it for the love of the vehicles, and you know, we just have a great time, and we really can make a beautiful a hobby, and so it works great for all of us.
Excellent, and it's not unusual today for automakers to look at unusual or different venues to launch their cars. I know Ford in the past has shown off some concept vehicles at some Ford events, like the events put on by the folks in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And I understand that some of the car companies are considering using the FLU club.
Well, yes, we actually will have at least two of the new Fiat 500s there at our show coming up in July. So we're very, very excited about that, to see the cars. And we actually had a sample of one last year that came from their group, and it was just shown as an exhibit. But we really enjoyed seeing it, and seeing the future of Fiat coming back into North America. They're making a fantastic product, and so, you know, there's absolutely nothing to worry about. Those cars are wonderful. In fact, we drove one of the first models to come into the country, a 1.2-liter vehicle that now belongs to a museum in Tennessee, the Lane Motor Museum, and we got 50 miles per gallon on the trip from Tennessee up to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You can see more about the event there, also online at flu.org. Just go online, and you can actually download the video of the event itself.
Wow, that sounds very cool indeed. And certainly, I got to ask you about some of the Fiats or Lancias that you have owned over the years. What have been some of the vehicles that have graced your possession?
Well, I've had a number of them. I've had probably four Spiders. The Fiat Spider, of course, is really the the main car that usually it comes to the freak out as far as in terms of numbers. I've had a 74, which has the classic bumper design, and love that particular model the best. But I've had all the way up to an 85 Spider, which was the last year that they were sold. And if you recall, after Fiat left the country, it came in under International Automobile Importers with Malcolm Brickland. The Spider and X19 came in for a while on its own, so I had one of those. But I've also had a Lancia Beta HPE Coupe, which was a very unique car, a European edition 2-liter that, is basically a lot of people compare it to the Volvo P1800, but it has that, kind of low-profile mini wagon, two-door wagon. But it was a beautiful car, and it's still around. It's up in Ohio, all 100% original. So we have some wonderfully preserved cars in our club and some wonderfully restored cars. And so, you have to, if you're going to restore one of these, sometimes the value is not what it's worth of, putting the money into it. So it's really a labor of love to bring these cars back to 100%.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the demographics of the Fiat Lancia Unlimited Club. Does it kind of run the gamut? Do you have older folks? Do you have younger folks? What kind of folks?
We have, we do have young and old. We have folks that have grown old with the club. We've watched kids grow up within the club. So it's really a family atmosphere type of club. We do like to drive. We like to show our cars. We like to restore them. And so there's a lot of technical information that is passed through. We have some wonderful vendors that work with us, and they're all listed online on our links page at flu.org. But remember that the Fiat Lancia Club and the cars that are here in the States, we really haven't had the support in terms of factory support, and that's mm-hmm. the interesting thing. We've had a small group of vendors that have helped us keep the cars alive. And we have a forum. We have a lot of different data that you can draw from. And so it's been a little bit unique in that we really pull together and help each other to keep these cars on the road.
Excellent. And I'm sure you're looking to grow your membership significantly and just getting the word out. I wasn't aware of your club, to be honest with you, John, so it's a pleasure to hear lots more about it. In addition to the Fiat Freakout, the annual event coming up in North Carolina, do you guys have other events throughout the course of the year?
Yes, we do. We have an event that we just had up in Philly. We had an Italian car show up in Philly. We have a show. Our chapter out in Arizona does a nice show every year. We have one in Chicago. We have, of course, we have a group that participates in the Carlisle Import Kit Car Show, which was just last month. And so we do go all around the country. We have a very good group in Canada. Actually, we have several chapters up there, and those guys are probably some of the best enthusiasts that you'll ever see. You wouldn't think there'd be a lot of Fiats up there in the cold Canada, but I'm telling you, they're up there, and those guys do a wonderful job.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some other aspects of the club. I'm sure, in addition to having an opportunity to share stories about restoration and parts, I'm sure lots of friendships are made through these gatherings, and folks probably really enjoy these get-togethers.
They really do. It's a very down-to-earth type of event. We do have a concourse show, but we don't walk around with white gloves and look under fuel caps for dust or anything like that. But we do appreciate a fine restoration, and that has merit. And we do have awards for, I think last year's show we had 17 different classes of vehicles. We also have a class for the Alfa Romeo cars, and we'd love to have those guys come on board with us. And we basically do have a lot of things to offer from respects of technical support, networking, and all of the other things that you would expect a car club to do. But you'll never meet any finer people. We just have got wonderful members, and they will do anything to try to help you. And that's one of the great things about the Fiat Lancia Club, is that we really do try to help each other. And we're looking forward to an influx of new members, and we welcome with open arms the new Fiat 500 and its Abarth versions to come later. We think it's a fantastic car, and we're 110% behind the new group, Fiat and Chrysler folks that are putting it together. So, we're just really excited to work with them.
Tell us what makes it so special to you owning a Lancia or a Fiat. What are some of the attributes of the vehicle?
I think the thing about the cars is very unique, especially today. So much time has passed, nearly a generation has passed since these cars were new. And what is amazing to me, over the last 5 years or so, I have seen a tremendous pickup in interest on the cars. I have an 86 X19, a red X19, and a lot of people think it looks like a little mini Ferrari and all that sort of thing. But, from the technical standpoint, the design of the car, and even the Spider, the Pininfarina design, of course the X19 was a Bertone design, but all that artwork, I guess you would say, is now being recognized, and we're seeing a great interest level. We're seeing even the little Fiat Jollies, with the wicker seats and the little top covers, they're going for $40,000 and up, and so there's a great interest in these cars, and maybe that's just a boutique item, but it's amazing that the values are climbing and interest is climbing, and I think the new cars here in North America will only enhance that position.
Absolutely. Well, again, give us the web destination, and when we wish you the best, of course, with the Fiat Freakout, and love to get you back on soon. But what's that web destination once again, Joe?
It's www.flu.org, and all the information is online, and we'd be glad to have you come to our show in Asheville July 8th to 11th.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time here on Auto World. That's going to do it for this hour of the broadcast. I'm Bob Wong.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.